Over a primary season that grows longer every 4 years, candidates, especially those lagging in the polls, have long counted on voters changing their minds before primary day. But we don't often hear about how or why voters make up their minds in the first place. NHPR's Jason Moon has been talking with voters and follows up with three of them to see how they are forming and changing their opinions.
Meet our first voter, Amanda Sobel of Durham. She works for UNH, where she's studying for her master's degree in biology. She's a conservative who, back in September, was really excited to see Ben Carson speak on campus.
I think Ben Carson is very refreshing. He's very well-spoken. He's a sincere and very deliberate finesse about the way he speaks, and I really appreciate that.
A few weeks later, I met with Sobel back at UNH, this time without the backdrop of a presidential campaign event. I asked if she still finds Carson refreshing.
I do still think that. I think over time, though, he's definitely showing his inexperience as a politician, obviously. I'm not sure if I would vote for him today, but I still think he has a lot more qualities that are good for this role than some of the other candidates.
She also remembered how well she liked hearing Carson rail against political correctness back in September. But in the weeks since, Carson's tendency to push the limits of political speech has, at least once, missed the mark with Sobel.
He said something about how if Jews in Europe had guns, that they, you know, maybe the Holocaust would have gone different. And I understand what he was trying to say. It's an overblown, underthought statement, unfortunately, for him, and I think that's probably going to hurt him.
Travel across the state to Winchester, and you'll find an ardent Hillary Clinton supporter, though she wasn't always so. Back in early September, Linda Nielsen was struggling to settle on a candidate in the Democratic primary. But then she saw Howard Dean stumping for Clinton in Keene.
The way he emphasized her no-nonsense attitude, that she's a lot stronger than I was given her credit for. And we're going to need a very strong president.
And when Nielsen was asked about whether she would stick to her decision,
talk to me in November, but I probably will be the same way because I don't change fences easily.
I did talk to Nielsen in November, and sure enough, her support for Clinton has only deepened. In fact, she even volunteers a day each week at the campaign's Keene office. She says the way Clinton handled herself during the congressional hearings on Benghazi helped to solidify her earlier decision.
I mean, that'll cuss an 11-hour debate or grilling or witch hunt or whatever it was, she never broke a sweat. She's just dealt with everything that people have thrown at her with strength and a cool head. And God, if we ever needed a cool head in the White House now, this is the time.
Another deciding factor for Nielsen is more personal.
I'm 73 years old, and when I was coming up in the getting ready to be productive citizen, so many times I had doors slammed in my face because you're a woman. It's not a woman's job. I have done my very best not to let gender issues cloud me one way or the other, but there is a very small part of me that is saying it is time for a female in the White House. It's past time.
An hour and a half northeast, Joe Magruder of Concord is also surveying the Democratic field. In early September, Magruder traveled to Claremont to see Larry Lessig announce his presidential campaign. Lessig, a Harvard law professor and political activist, was running a single-issue campaign focused on getting money out of politics. It was a message Magruder was on board with that fall day.
The key thing he persuaded me of is we aren't getting anything done from wherever you are on the political spectrum, while all of Congress is so dependent on money.
Of course, Lessig has since dropped out. So who has Magruder turned to?
Leaning towards Sanders. In fact, if the primary were today, I'd vote for him.
Magruder has seen his share of candidates. As a former editor and reporter for the Associated Press in Concord, he's covered 8 presidential primaries. But that's not really what shaped his political outlook.
I retired in 2009, which was in the pit of the recession, and watched my retirement nest egg investments sink by about 45% and read voraciously about, you know, who did what and how we got there and everything that happened, and just frankly got radicalized.
Magruder says that Sanders' critique of Wall Street is the best fit for his mood this primary season. But he's not limiting himself to just one candidate. In fact, Magruder is anticipating that at some point he'll support his third choice, Hillary Clinton.
I think she's the most qualified. I expect her to be the nominee. And come November next year, I will work for her.
This process that Sobel, Nielsen, and Magruder are in of deciding on a possible president is just a glimpse into how so many New Hampshire voters are thinking through their choices right now. And there are still 2 months left to go. We'll check back in with voters in January, just before primary day. For NHPR News, I'm Jason Moon.